This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, as we do every Wednesday at 11, four little three random questions. Number one, what is your least favorite household chore?
Oh, this is so easy, dude.
Least favorite.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have many. And the ones that I had, I absolutely detested. Absolutely cutting the grass.
Really?
Now somebody cuts the lawn, right. But I enjoy my yard now. I'm talking about when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way.
So you got to understand the dynamics. So imagine, Sal, you got to see this. So like this is my parents' room right here. My little teeny weeny tiny closet bedroom was right next to them. And then my sister, who's 3 years older, was down the hall. And then we'd go down the stairs. Not an incredibly huge, you know, an older home that was built probably 1920, whatever. So my dad would wake me up. And it would start with a happy, hey, let's go. Come on, Brand. We got to cut the grass. I'd ignore him. Then, you know, not for long. Then the knock would become a little more aggressive, like, oh, come on, bub. And then the third one would be, let's go. Get your ass out.
All right.
And I remember walking past my sister's room to get down the stairs to get to the yard. And I'd say, how come she gets to sleep in? And yeah, you imagine me saying this? Yeah. And he'd say, because she's a girl, keep moving.
Yeah.
That's how my day, so it wasn't so much the chore, it was the start of the chore. How about you?
I used to like cutting the grass. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Once I never wanted to do anything, but once I did it, it was like, okay, I could put my Walkman on and listen to my music, uh-huh. Cut the grass, and it was over. You felt the sense of accomplishment. I don't mind now in my own home doing certain things. One thing I don't want to do is wash the dishes.
I can't stand dishes.
Yeah, yeah.
I ignore them. I pretend they're up. I got tricks to make sure that's
basically it. I don't mind taking out the garbage. Like, they're all a hassle, putting the sheets on the bed. And I don't do the laundry necessarily. My wife will do that. But then I have to, you know, either put the stuff away or uh-huh. I don't really enjoy doing it other than I like having a task and just getting it done.
Yeah.
Okay, check, done. Okay, done. But the dishes I despise. I can't stand it. Once I'm doing it, I guess it's all right.
You have a dishwasher? Yeah, of course you guys have a dishwasher,
right? Yeah, we do,
and
I tell my wife to start using it. She doesn't want to do it, but then she complains about the dishwasher. You never do the dishes. I'm like, use the dishwasher.
I hate when, number one, there's nothing clean, which is not very often, but then when you go to take something out of the dishwasher, you think that it's done. It's not. Or it's like still in the middle of a cycle. It's funny, the harder things, I don't mind. Like, I actually enjoy, I'll go out, I'm going to have my son and his best buddy do it this summer. I'll pay him each like 30, 40 bucks, whatever. Like the white fence, go out there, really clean it. Because like from
what do you use, like Simple Green or something?
I've got a power hose,
power
spray, a power washer,
okay,
thank you. and then like some other stuff, like whatever. I've concentrated. I've got some good stuff at the garage, but just to teach him responsibility. I've done it up until now, and I don't mind that. I don't mind getting dirty. It's the little things like bending down to get stuff out of the dryer if I have to grab one thing for his uniform, because I don't really do the wash either. Like, it is the little things drive me insane.
All right, here we go. A couple others for you here. Number two, if you could go back in time and attend one sporting event, what game would it be?
God, that's a great one.
It's going to take some time to think about that. I don't even have one in mind necessarily. I mean, I could come up with a couple here, but
if I can go back in time and I could attend one sporting event, I think it would have been pretty cool to be at the Final Four when St. John's was there, but that's not number one. You know, I might surprise you here. I might not even go Yankees. Like, I could go Garrigan Ruth, and I could go something to Knicks, Frazier, Namath. Yeah, I saw Jets championship. I might actually go to, like, a turn of the century, early 1900s Bobby Jones golf event.
Wow.
I think that would be I know. I think that would be so fascinating to me. Like, I don't really talk much. We don't talk much golf at all, but it was certainly not going to talk about golf from 100 years ago on the show. But I've read books on that, and I you know, after that Sammy Snead, and just the development of how the Masters started, and the equipment that they used, and where we were, like what people wore to these events. I don't know. I would find that very interesting from a cultural and societal perspective. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, there are a million that you could come up with
here. We do a show on this.
Yeah, the Hank Aaron game when he broke the record. Like any of those Roger Maris 61. Like, you could go back and do a bunch. I'm trying to think from a fan's perspective, if there were one game that I wish I was at to experience that I could say that I was there all these years later.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Tough call between either 1986 Game 6 World Series, but they
ground ball to Buckner.
Yeah, but they didn't win the World Series that night.
No.
So would I rather be at Game 7 or Game 6? I think ultimately I would choose either between those, and probably my number one choice would be Game 7 Stanley Cup Final for the Rangers.
Go 94.
Yeah, because you were there, Dove, at that game as a fan? Or Dove was there?
I got tickets to the station. We carried the Rangers back
then. See? That's what I mean. And I've heard from other people who have, and that's always the game. And maybe because I was too young in 86, so it was never a realistic thing to be there, although I know how, like, it would have been awesome to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
But 94, I was old enough, and I've been to plenty of Ranger playoff games, plenty of Nick playoff games. That's one major. I mean, you could reference, like, would you like to have been at the dunk game or the Ewing standing on the scores table game where the Knicks went to
when
the
finals. When he followed up the missed shot, the dunk to beat the Pacers to go to the
finals.
Exactly
right, exactly. So, but I think Game 7 Stanley Cup Final, all that meant, culminating with the Rangers winning it, to me, that's probably the one I wish I could have been at.
I got two quickies here that one I think you're going to love, and one probably won't interest you as much. You ready for the one I think you're going to love?
Yeah.
How about being among the 93,000 at the Pontiac Silverdome for WrestleMania 1?
I love it.
How about that?
Good one. That's a good poll.
And now the other one, I wouldn't
To say all these years later, I was at WrestleMania 3.
Yes, I saw Andre the Giant get slammed by Hulk Hogan. That's a good one.
That I knew actually might be number two on my list.
That's a good one. I knew you'd like that poll. Now, this I wouldn't pick 1955 because the Yankees lost to the Dodgers. Right. But I would, I mean, if I could transport myself back to a Yankees-Dodgers World Series back in the 50s, like when my dad was going through, who was a Dodger fan, through it, whether it's at Ebbets or in the Bronx, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That's a loaded question. There's really no specific answer. All right, last one for you. Yep. Another important one. Huh. Most influential entertainer, but not in radio, that had an impact on your career. I mean, if you wanted to use somebody in radio, I guess you could. For most, whatever reason, I originally wrote this.
No, I like going out of the box here. Most, I just want to make sure I understand. Most influential on me.
Yeah, like the most,
on my life.
Yeah, the most influential entertainers that impacted your
Does sports count as entertainment?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I didn't know if you just meant music or acting. There's no actors. Then there's no musicians.
Right.
Well, what a shallow person. Yeah. Right back to sports. Now, honestly, I'm going to say Don Mattingly.
Wow.
Because so early I was given this rare, like, you know, you had to see him play. And those of you who did, you're with me on this. He was our Stan Musial. I mean, the numbers back it up. He was just different, right? And but also the lessons, and I don't know that I really learned this in real time because I was, you know, in my early teens when he's getting hurt, whatever. But then to see him grind through it and have an appreciation for being less than and things you can't control, like I'm a grinder. That's why it took me, you know, I went to four cities before I got to New York on the radio. You know, that's why, you know, I had Tommy John surgery and 4 months later I played baseball like an idiot in college, like a complete moron, which is why my elbow hurts now. But like those are things that are when I think about this now, probably more directly attributable to Mattingly than I would have ever thought. How about yourself?
Interesting. I have a list. Number one would be Dave Letterman. I grew up watching Letterman. I love Dave Letterman. Again, I'm not saying like I'm trying to copy Dave Letterman, but as far as being influential on me wanting to either be a broadcaster or certain things that I took from him.
Yeah, it's a good one.
He was 100. And I left out radio because the obvious ones, Mike and Chris or Joe or Summers, all those guys.
And you like, know I'm not a Letterman fan at all. He's a grump.
No, I know. I love Letterman. Yeah. He would be my number one. But guys like Adam Sandler, Jerry Seinfeld, even Dice, who we had in studio
Dice
a couple of times.
Best. I love
them. All those type of guys.
I got one for you.
Letterman would be my number one.
Number one, no question. Like, that's your guy. Who's number two on that group?
I feel like Letterman impacted me more, just, first of all, just in general, but more when I do the TV show.
Uh-huh.
That I feel, I don't know, I feel...
You mean, so we got TV Sal versus radio Sal, a little different at times.
Maybe just because I feel like from watching the Letterman show all those years, there are some elements of that
I get it.
Plays better on TV. But anyway, yeah, all those
Else that jumped out, and this is weird, and again, real time, probably not, but now looking... Roddy Piper on the microphone.
Yeah, there you
I know
go.
that sounds like crazy.
No, it doesn't.
But his combination of nuttiness and unpredictability and passion and... wit and whatever. I don't know. I'm not saying I'm all those things, but I was just enamored with him when he started going.
I would also say you could have an answer of Gorilla Monsoon or Bobby Heenan or anybody that was on the broadcasting side of things.
Ventura.
Back then. Jesse Ventura, watching those guys and absorbing some of that stuff. Definitely have an impact, I would think. All right, there you have it, a little 3RQ on this Wednesday, every Wednesday at 11:40.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series. where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.